You know, should the mayor leap in and get to the negotiating table? Well, we've been here many, many times before. Of course, it's total nonsense to say I haven't met the union leadership over the years. I met them many times, but what I won't do is sit down and negotiate with them in the court in the, when they got they're holding a gun to Londoners' heads. This is something for the management of London Underground. It would be totally wrong for politicians to weigh in when managers of the Tube are trying to sort this out. And what the unions obviously want to do is muddy the waters about who is running the Tube. Of course, the union leadership want to sort of put it about to their members that they're running the Tube and they can call meetings with the mayor and so on and so forth. That is not the way forward. The way forward for them is to get this excellent deal to their membership, and it is a terrific deal. That I think our listeners, Pennypool, are probably not aware of the money that is on the table that is being offered the workforce of London Underground, and which should be put to the I think to the inspection of that workforce. £200 per night shift for drivers, £500 bonus for station staff. We're hiring 137 more train drivers, and everybody knows that, you know, these train drivers are already very well paid with very considerable periods of annual leave.
But they say they don't want, it's not about the extra money, it's about the work-life balance. And just can I, just before, so that's what they're saying, and before we get in for, you know, what they say and what everybody else says, do you think with hindsight that putting a date on these night tubes was a bit of a mistake, saying September the 12th, there we go?
But I did, listen, everybody is getting fixated on September the 12th.
Well, it was announced.
I'm not. All I've said is that I want it to be in by the autumn. The autumn is not yet upon us, Penny. It's still summer. What they should do is they should call off this stupid strike and put the deal we're offering to their members and stop pointlessly flexing their muscles on the work-life balance stuff. No one is being asked to work more hours than they do today. Every driver will have the same number of weekends off as they do now. They're going to have a choice whether to work night tube shifts or not. Everybody remains entitled to 2 days off in seven, and annual leave, as I say, will remain very, very generous indeed. So you know, there's the extra dosh involved, plus we're hiring another 137 drivers. The night tube is going to be fantastic for London. It will cut journey times. It will mean that working people who need to get to their place of work at unsociable hours will be able to do so with an ease they've never been able to achieve before, and that's the right way forward for the city.
I mean, the thing is that, you know, I use the tube a lot, and those signs saying night tubes coming September the 12th, that just kind of reinforces this impression that that is it. It is coming in on September the 12th. We actually could have saved the money for printing those up and not done that and just said, you know, night tubes coming soon. Watch this space if you were going to do anything.
Well, look, you know, I'm not, as I've said, I'm not hung up on the date. I think the most important thing is for the union leadership to put this offer to their members. I think most people, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience that people are suffering today and people struggling into work. I congratulate everybody who's managing to get into work, and I hope everybody is being as sensible and as indulgent as possible to people who are having difficulty getting into work. But I really must say I have no sympathy at all with a union leadership that will not put a very good deal to its members.
We spoke to the four thrusters who want to replace you as Conservative mayor early this week. We had all four of them on the show together. And after the show, one of them said to me on the QT that he was slightly concerned about this actually overshadowing the Conservatives' chances at the next mayoral election. What would you say to that, Boris?
Well, I think that's absolute nonsense. I think one of the great successes of the last few years has been the huge increase in the efficiency and reliability of the Tube. Its delays went down by about 40% in my first term. They've continued to decline. We now, I think most, you know, impartial observers will say that London Underground really does an amazing job. The Tube turns up much more reliably than it used to. We're moving more passengers than ever before. I think when I became mayor, we moved 1 billion passengers a year. It's now 1.25 billion journeys a year on the Tube. It's gone up hugely. And this is because of great steps forward by London Underground staff. We're going forward now with automatic trains, which will be a huge improvement when we get the new trains for the Piccadilly line. The new Tube for London will be automatic. It will be a superb new machine, and as I say, we're going to have the driverless. We're going to have the night tube coming in this autumn. That will also be a great step forward for the city. So I think any future candidate of whatever party, frankly, should be very, very proud of what is happening on London Transport, the reputation of which, by the way, has been transformed around the world. People now look to TfL and to what's happening on with our investment in transport as one of the benchmarks and one of the world leaders in how to do it in a big city.
OK, now you mentioned about putting this through offer directly to the members. Of course, there was a huge mandate for industrial action from those members. You may not care to speculate, but I'd like you to. If they reject the offer, what then?
Well, I really hope that they won't, because I think it's a great offer. And, you know, you're right on what you say about the mandate. They had a big mandate for a strike, but I think they now, in all fairness and reasonableness, they should put this offer to their members. It's a very, very good offer. And I think Londoners listening to it know that these staff are not badly paid. They do a great job. They're being offered bonuses. There's no real disruption. There's no real extra time they're being asked to work. We're hiring another 137 more train operators. I think most people can see this is the union leadership's trying to flex their muscles, absolutely hell-bent on having a strike, because they want to make some sort of point about, you know, they didn't like the general election result, or they don't like conservative union reform or whatever, or they love Jeremy Corbyn or something like that. And it is totally boneheaded of them, in my view.
Right. Moving on to Kids Company, if I can ask you about that. What help are you offering to families affected by the